الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شر انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، نشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، يا ايها الذين امنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران الكريم: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، واذا سالك عبادي عني فاني قريب اجيب دعوه الداع اذا دعان فيستجيبوا لي ويؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعان فيستجيبوا لي ويؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. ويقول الله عز وجل: قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم، قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قال الله: يا عبادي، كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم، كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم، كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. We believe in Him. We trust in Him. We bear witness that whomever Allah guides, definitely is guided aright. And if Allah does not guide you, you are not guided. Kullukum dalun. Every one of you is misguided. Everyone. Illa man hadaytu. Except whom Allah guides. Everyone is misguided. Every, not some, but last. Ba'atukum last. Kullukum dalun. Every one of you is misguided. Illa, except men, adaytuhu. Except whom Allah guides. We ask Allah the Almighty to bless our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and Muslims everywhere. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, today's khutbah, I wanted to bear witness to a great power that exists, that we have right now, if we but use it. The biggest tragedy, I think, in this world is that Muslims have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much power, but we don't use it. And the power is Allah Himself. Alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah Himself ta'ala. I just want to bear witness today of something that happened to me 2 weeks ago that has made my faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase so much. I guess I knew it. But, you know, to believe in something and then to see it is different. To read about it in Quran and Sunnah, in Sirah, in history, is one thing. But when it happens to you, it increases your faith. I'm going to share something with you that I shared with a few brothers here already. 2 weeks ago, on a Saturday, I was on my way to city called Edmonton, Canada. This is the northwest Canada. And I was in the plane. And on the plane, I was thinking of the words of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Kullukum dalun illa man hadaytuhum." Every one of you is misguided except whom I guide. I was thinking about this hadith and the whole plane trip. And I was thinking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Muslims an opportunity to make dua for him, to him. وَإِذَا سَأَلْكَ عِبَادِي وَإِذَا سَأَلْكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when Allah reveals to the Messenger of Allah, when my servants ask about me, I'm near. I'm near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ دَعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I answer the dua of a person who makes dua. I listen to him. I hear him. I answer him. I do. This is Allah speaking in Quran. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ دَعِي. I listen to, I hear the dua of the supplicant when he makes supplication to me. Then why do so many of us don't get our du'as answered? I want to answer that question today. Allah wants for us to ask Him. He wants us to ask Him. قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدُونِي. Ask me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. I will answer you. I will give you what you ask. How come we ask Allah and we ask Allah and we ask Allah and we don't get the answer? So I guess today, I guess I can talk about some of the etiquette of dua. This is very important khutbah. Some of the etiquette of dua. Why a dua doesn't go answered. Brothers and sisters, I want to say to you today, alhamdulillah, my khutbah today is rely on Allah. It works. It works. Wallahi, it works. It works so much. Wallahi, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. It works so much. Allah is so real. I'm scared. I was on the plane on my way to Edmonton. Long plane ride, 5 hours. And I'm sitting there. كُلُّكُمْ ضَالُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ حَدَيْتُهُمْ فَاسْتَحْدُونِي أَحْدِكُمْ. Every one of you is misguided unless I guide them. Ask me and I will guide you. This is what the Prophet is saying. كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعُونَ. Every one of you is جَائِعُونَ, hungry. Except إِلَّا مَنْ أَتْأَمْتُهُ. Except whom I feed. Ask me to feed you. I will feed you. Every one of you, كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ. Every one of you is naked. Except whom I clothe. Ask me and I will clothe you. You're misguided. Ask me and I will guide you. I will guide you. You're hungry. Ask me. Not Clinton. Not the welfare. Not the government. Ask me. Ask Allah and I will feed you. You're naked unless I clothe you. Ask me and I will clothe you. Why are we so misguided? Why don't we end our answers to our dua? Why? I'll tell you why, inshallah. So I'm on the plane reading this dua, and I'm saying, oh, Allah, I want to learn every dua of the Prophet now. You want to learn something? Go get Bukhari volume number 8 under dua, supplication, and learn them. Learn the dua that the Prophet made. Learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Messenger of Allah with his dua. Something, you know, Aisha radiallahu anha, she was right. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر الله على كل أحياني. The Messenger of Allah remembered Allah in every circumstance. You want to know why the Prophet was blessed? He made dua all the time. Always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always trusting in Allah, and Allah definitely, He guided him and He helped him because the Prophet trusted in Allah 100%. Do we trust Allah? Now, I'm sitting on the plane, this dua. And I ask Allah, you know, I'm Musafir, I'm a traveler. And you know, when you travel, your dua is heard even more as a traveler. Yes, according to Hadith. When you travel, make a lot of dua. Yes, when you're traveling, make a lot of dua because Allah hears the prayer of the dua of the da'i, of the Musafir, more when you're traveling. So I'm traveling, right? So I had a personal issue that I asked Allah for guidance for. Oh Allah, and you know how you know when you're sincere, when you ask Allah for something? And you said, oh Allah, and it's from the depth of your soul, it was like that. I'm on the plane now, traveling, and I'm asking Allah for guidance in a particular area. So I land in Edmonton, Canada. And usually when I get off the plane, Whatever city I go to, the brothers are there at the plane waiting for me. Nobody was there when I got off the plane. I'm surprised. So I go to baggage claim. I said, oh, they'll be at the baggage claim. And I go there, nobody there. And I'm sitting there for 1 hour. And I'm still thinking this. كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌّ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُمْ فَاسْتَهْدُونِي أَحْدِكُمْ. Every one of you is misguided unless I guide you. Ask for guidance and I will guide you. And I'm thinking about this. And I'm thinking about the 2 hours that I made on the plane. So about 1 hour, nobody comes to pick me up. I get on the phone. I have the phone number to the Imam. Imam Ahmed. He's the Imam in the Edmonton, Canada. The principal of the school, Dar Islam Islami. All of this is documented, by the way. So I call him on the phone. Nobody answers the phone. His machine is on. So I leave message. I say, Imam, this is Imam Siraj. I'm at the airport. Nobody's there to pick me up. And I hang up the phone. 20 minutes later, the Imam comes. Imam Siraj. Subhanallah, I just heard your message. And I came right here. He said two brothers were supposed to pick me up. But they called the airline. And the airline said that his flight is going to be delayed 2 hours. My flight came early. But they called and said the flight will be delayed 2 hours. So therefore, they didn't pick me up, the Imam picked me up. All of this has something to do with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know what it means. But so the Imam picked me up. He put me into his car. And he starts to drive. He starts a conversation with me. What conversation did he have with me? The exact thing that I asked Allah for, the exact thing, he begins to talk about that and give me guidance on that. Wallahi Azeem. And I'm listening to him, I'm staring at him. And he's looking at me, he's talking. And I said, Imam, you know this topic you talking about me? He said, yes. I said, Wallahi Azeem, I was on the plane, I just asked Allah for guidance, and he was guiding me to the exact thing that I asked Allah for. Allah is real, brothers. Allah is real. It's no coincidence. Because the Imam wasn't supposed to pick me up, two brothers were. How come they called and the airline said it's delayed 2 hours? So if the brothers don't come, the Imam himself comes. Why he stopped that topic, of all the topics, to speak about why that has nothing to do with anything? That's just subhanAllah. And I said, you know what? Allah is real. And see, I was so confident in this hadith. كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌّ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُهُمْ. I was so confident in this hadith. And I felt it on the plane. And I said, you know what? I have to stop asking Allah for everything. And you know why? Most of our marriages don't work. Because we try to do things on our own without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why so many marriages, they don't work. So many of our lives is a failure because we don't depend only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is last week. And I'm on this thing about the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last Saturday morning, I was in Florida. Tampa, Florida. And I'm on my way to go to Los Angeles for a fundraiser dinner for the Muslims in Iraq who are suffering. So on the plane from Tampa, I had a connecting flight in Dallas, Texas. On the plane, I'm reading this book called The Fire This Time by Ramsey Clark. It tells about the American war crimes in the Persian Gulf. And I'm reading the book, Ramsey Clark, good book, reading the book. And I'm reading the book, subhanAllah, and I said, you know what? I wish before I got to Los Angeles, I had more material about Ramsey Clark himself. I wanted to, like, know something about him because this man, subhanAllah, has done so much good. I wanted to find some history of him. So I said, well, when I get back to New York, I'm going to do some research on Ramsey Clark, former Attorney General of the United States of America. So we get off the plane at Dallas, Texas, and I stop. I get a newspaper, Dallas Morning News. I get back on the plane to go to Los Angeles, and I'm reading the book, The Fire This Time by Ramsey Clark. In the last 2 or 3 minutes in the plane ride, I pick up the newspaper. And I said, you know what, I don't want all this newspaper, Sunday paper, I don't want all of it. So I start taking apart which part I don't want, I'm throwing it away and keeping the news. And subhanAllah, I go in the intersection, and lo and behold, in the newspaper, is a whole article on Ramsey Clark. Now, I'm saying, subhanAllah, Aki, subhanAllah, everything that I wanted to know about Ramsey Clark was in the article. Now, Aki, I can't make this up. And this helped me so much on my way to Los Angeles. It helped me so much. And I'm saying, brothers and sisters, the only thing that I'm saying to you today is this. Trust your Lord. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust Him. Ask Him. Our problem is, we don't really believe. And I'm going to give you, inshallah, the next part of the khutbah, some of the etiquette of making dua. I give you this one, and then we sit down, and then we close, inshallah. Allah gives the answer in Al-Quran. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي جَاءَنِي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَاسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. I answer your dua. I hear your call, but I also have a call. I'm also asking you something. I'm asking you something too now. Because it's not one way, it's two ways. Making dua is not one way, it's two ways. Making dua is not one way, it's two ways. You ask Allah, but you gotta do something too. That's a jibuli. Well, you be newbie. La'allahum yarshudun. In order for them to receive the guidance, then hear my call also. I'm asking you to do something. You do what I ask you, and I will do what you ask me. What are you asking of me, Ya Rab? Oh Allah, what are you asking me? Inni abduka, I'm your servant. What can I do for you, oh Allah? Alhamdulillah for the Sharia. Because the answer is there. I close with these words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyibah. Allah is good and He only accepts that which is good. Allah is good and He only accepts that which is good. Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyibah. Who are you dealing with? You're dealing with Allah, the Lord of the world, the perfect one. He's real. He answers your dua. But He's got a call too. He's good, and He only accepts that which is good. You can't say, man, I want to help build the masjid. And you want to donate money to the masjid. But the money that you're donating is money that you've earned selling liquor, selling khanzir, selling khamra, selling drugs. You want to give that money to the masjid. We don't want it. Inna Allah ta'ala tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyibah. Allah is good and only accept that which is good. Now you want to make some dua and you're doing everything haram. I close with this words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah amara al-mu'minina bima amara bil-mursaleen. Qala ta'ala. يا أيها الرسول كلوا من الطيبات واعلموا صالحات صالحات. The Prophet said, Allah orders the believers exactly what He orders the Prophet. And then He quoted the ayah from the Quran, O Prophet, eat of the good things واعلموا صالحات and do good. وقال تعالى, and the Prophet continued, and Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من الطيبات ما رزقناكم. Oh, you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided for you. ثم ذكر الرجل لا يطيل السفر. Then he mentioned a man who was traveling. أسأل أغبرة. He was disheveled. His hair was dusty. And listen to what the Prophet says. يمود يديه إلى السماء يا رب يا رب ومطعمه حرام. He now stretches his hand to the sky. This man traveling, you know, because Allah has the dua of a musafir, the traveler, right? So the man is traveling, huh? He's dusty covered. He's traveling. Now he's making dua. Allah gonna hear him now, right? يَمُوتُ يَدَهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. He raises his hand to the sky to make dua. يَا رَبَّ يَا رَبَّ وَمَتَعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. What? His food is haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ. And his drink is haram. وَالْمَبَثُهُ حَرَامٌ. And his clothing is haram. وَغُذِيَ الْبِرْحَرَامُ. And he is nourished with the haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How now can his answers to our be answered? And you're doing everything haram. You want Allah to ask you, answer your prayer. Ya Rab, oh Allah, help me, Ya Rab. Help my family, Ya Rab. Everything about you is haram. And now you want Allah to hear your prayer. إذا سألك عبادي إني فعلي قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فاستجيبوا لي. وَيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلُهُمْ يَرْشِدُونَ. I'm near, Allah says. I answer your dua. But hear my call. وَالْحَمْدِ لِلَّهَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى صحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to finish this khutbah, inshallah, with some things that's going to make you, inshallah, and me, successful in our dua. Our Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, was successful in dua. You know why? You know why he's successful and why believers are successful? Because of this belief. La hawla ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no might nor strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. PWA 800. The American people, FBI, presidents, agencies, they're complex. They don't know. If the nation, wallahi azeem, if the nation would go together and ask Allah, Allah would guide them. But the problem is, we think we can do everything by ourselves. We feel independent. No. Rely on Allah. For what? Everything. 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 Oh, Imam, I don't have to rely on Allah. You can have a job today and have nothing tomorrow. You know, Shaquille O'Neal, basketball player, now played for the Lakers. He just signed a new contract. He left Orlando Magic to play for the Lakers. He signed a 7-year contract for $121 million. People look at him and say, oh man, he's set for life. You don't know. I don't want to put a jinx on him, but I've seen it, Akin. I've seen people in greatness. And Allah turned their circumstances around like that. Great basketball players and football players in the NBA. Drug problems. Lose their job. Len Bias, a great college basketball player. First round draft choice for the Boston Celtics years ago. Big promise. Number one pick. All the money signed for, died, overdose of drugs, before he played one game in the NBA. Allah, take it away. Don't you depend on no job. Allah, take it away. You thank Allah every day that you got a job to go to. You thank Allah you got a home. So, oh, I got a home. Don't worry about it. No. Ask the people, all the floods in America. Homes were destroyed in floods. Homes destroyed in tornadoes. Homes destroyed in earthquakes. In Los Angeles, in San Francisco. Ask the people who had all kinds of security. Ask them. Men married to four wives, got it straight, happily married, four wives, turn around and all four of them divorced him. Now he's single. Like that, Allah take it away from you. Depend on Allah, on everything. What? Everything? Everything. Yes. A morsel of bread to feed you and your family. Ask Allah for it. Kulukun. 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 Dalun. Illa man ahdaituhu. You're misguided, man. Unless I guide you. So I'm going to marry that woman. She's just right for me. Maybe not. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, I want to get married. Guide her to me and me to her. Is she good for me in this life and in the hereafter? If she not take away from me, I don't care how pretty she looks. I don't want her if Allah don't want me to have her. But if Allah, you want me to have that woman, oh, Ya Rab, bring her to me. الدعاء هو العبادة. الدعاء هو العبادة. ثم قرأ في القرآن. ثم قرأ في القرآن. قال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, دعاء is worship. دعاء is worship. Then he read from the Quran, oh my servant, Allah said, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Ask me and I will answer you. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to say something now. Wallahi, if you have a little piece of iman, it's going to make you react to what I'm going to say now. Because it made the Sahaba react. If you have a little piece of iman, you're going to react a lot to what I'm about to say. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you make dua, Allah must answer you. He will answer you. But He will answer you in three ways. A, He will immediately give you an answer. Immediately. Sometimes it happens. If you study the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, many times he made dua and Allah answered right away. Or Allah will store it up for you in the akhirah. He's going to give you something. He may not give what you ask for, alhamdulillah, because sometimes we don't know what we're asking for. That's true, akhi. We have proof in Sharia. You don't ask for $1 billion. If you want to ask for money, ask for $1 billion and let you spend it in the way of Allah. Because there was someone who wanted the Prophet to make dua that he become rich. And then the man became rich and became munafiq. He became hypocrite. So careful what you ask for. Oh Allah, please help me marry that woman. No. He may give it to you. Alhamdulillah, Allah don't give us everything we ask for. If He doesn't give you right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will store up for you some good in the akhir, in the hereafter. And the third thing, or from your dua, He will use it to take some evil from you, or some wrong from you. He's going to answer. He will answer if you make dua. He will be sincere. Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Allah will answer you as long as you don't ask for a sin. Brother came to me years ago and said, Imam Siraj, I had a dream. I want to tell you about my dream. A dream, ulmu. A ru'ya salaha min Allah. Good dreams are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But humul min shaitan. And bad dreams are from shaitan. A ru'ya salaha min Allah. But humul min shaitan. Bad dreams from Allah. He said, Imam Siraj, I had this dream about this sister. But I married your sister. Oh, alhamdulillah, brother. That's good. the imam, she's already married. I said, "A'udhu billah, brother, this is not good, akhi. You can't be thinking about a married woman." "No, brother, imam, I had a dream." "No, brother, So you can't make dua for any sin. Don't make dua, "Oh Allah, please, I want to be married to that sister who's married to that brother. Please let me marry her." A'udhu billah. You can't make dua for any sin. And you can't, "Oh Allah, please help me to hit the lottery." You can't ask Allah, akhi, for lottery, mafia, gambling. You can't ask Allah for sin. And you can't ask for anything that breaks up family relationships. And then the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "As long as you don't do that, and as long as you don't hurry, then Allah will answer you." And the Sahaba, yaqeel, what do you mean hurry? Istaqjala. What do you mean to hurry? He said, the person, they said, qad da'atu, I made dua, and Allah, he didn't hear my dua, so you give it up. No! Keep on making it! Why? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Every once in a while, Allah shows you who's in charge. Brother married, been married 12 years, have no children. He wants children. "Yeah, Rab, oh Allah, please bless him with children." Doctors say she can't have babies. That's what they say. Ya Rab, oh Allah, you have power over all things. I want a baby. And don't stop praying. Don't stop just making dua. Ya Rab, please bless me for the righteous offspring. Don't stop. Ya Rab. I know people. Married for years. Make dua. Doctors say she can't have babies. She had one baby, another baby, then a third baby, then a fourth baby. Doctors say she can't have babies. How many times Allah shows you? You think you gotta die 60 years old, 70 years old? Yeah, most of us die 60, 70 years old. But it don't have to be. Noah preached for 950 years. Why? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nothing is impossible. I told the people in Los Angeles, if you're in a plane, and you 30,000 feet in the sky, and a plane blow up, and you feel yourself falling down, don't give up. Because if Allah wills, Allah can send angels and set you down. If He wills. Ask Him. Don't give up ever. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up for anything. Ask Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no might or power except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I should give you example after example, an example in Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does His will. Somebody already dead. They're dead already. But yet Isa, alayhi salatu wa salam, Jesus, the Israelah, raised the dead. Allah showing you a sign. Because in Yawm al-Qiyamah, He will resurrect everybody. So Allah show you a sign. He sent Isa to raise the dead. About to die of AIDS. There's no cure. Shut up! Get up! There's a cure for every disease. Ask Allah. Because truth be told, wallahi, the cure doesn't come from the doctor. It doesn't come from medicine. It comes from Allah. Yes. It comes from Allah. Trust Allah. Trust Him. Does that mean Imam Faraj, you mean if I make the dua, Allah will save me? Not necessarily. But He will answer you. Why? Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah hayyun wal kareem." Allah is generous. Wa yastahyi and radda safwa. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous. He's so generous that when إِذَا رَفَعَ أَبْدِهِ, when a servant raises his hand, إِلَيْهِ, to him, Allah is too embarrassed to leave your hands empty. He's embarrassed. His slave, يَا رَبْ, أَنْتَ رَبِّي وَأَنَا عَبْدِي, أَنْتَ رَبِّي وَأَنَا عَبْدِي, أَنْتَ رَبِّي وَأَنَا عَبْدِي, I am your servant, yeah Lord, I have no power, yeah Allah, Allah feels shame to leave your hands empty, so Allah fills it up. And sometimes He stores it for you on the Yawm al-Akhir. But don't stop asking. Oh Allah, my children left the deen. Don't give up. Oh Allah, please bring my children back to the deen. Oh Allah, please bring my wife back to me. Oh Allah, please give me a job. Oh Allah, please give me a home. Oh Allah, please make me make salat again. Oh Allah, please make me stop taking reef. I can't stop. Oh Allah, please help me. I can't get off the drugs. Ya Rab, please help me, Allah. Help me. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, listen to what the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لا يرد القضاء إلا دعاء. سبحان الله. لا يرد القضاء إلا دعاء. Nothing changes the qadr of Allah. Nothing. Whatever's written, nothing changes it except dua. I know you don't understand it. But you know what? You gotta make dua. That's the khutbah. A, clean your life up. Make sure you only eat and drink the halal. Make sure you dress only the halal. Be careful, brothers. Don't wear gold jewelry. Muslim men don't wear gold jewelry. Take the earrings out your ear. Throw them away. Give them back to your wife. Give it back. Make sure you dress from that is halal. The money that you earn is halal. You feed yourself, you feed your children. Make sure you drink only halal. Make sure you're nourished with only the halal. And then now it's easy for your dua to be answered. To be answered by Allah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ فَيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَيُؤْمِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. In order to be guided, hear me. Then only make dua for that which is halal and that which is good. No ithmun, no sin. And then don't break up relationships. And finally, don't rush Allah. I want it now. Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. And keep on being persistent and wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 weeks ago, a brother told me, Imam Siraj, you heard that Ahmadinejad died. This is not true. I spoke to the responsible people. Ahmadinejad is alive in Riyadh Hospital. And the brother told me that there's some slight improvement. I'm asking you to make dua for Ahmadinejad. Our dua, when you make dua for your brother, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there's an angel right next to you. And when you say, oh Allah, help my brother, and the angel said to Allah, yes, help him too. Whatever dua you make for Ahmadinejad, Allah will only not only bless Ahmadinejad, but will bless you. You make dua for your brother. Make dua for Ahmadinejad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will heal him and bring him back to strength. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take Ahmadinejad and let him work some more around the world to call the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to have faith in dua like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the great battle of Badr. And he's making dua to Allah. He's talking to Allah, Allahumma, Allahumma. He's talking to Allah. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, فأخذ أبو بكر رضي الله عنه فقال حسبك حسبك يا رسول الله حسبك And the Prophet is making dua to Allah before the battle of Badr. And Abu Bakr says, "Oh, enough, O Messenger, this is sufficient. This is sufficient." And then the Prophet came and they fought and they won the battle of Badr. Make dua to Allah for everything.